to the Awakener podcast. It's great to be with you today. Once again, I apologize for taking a few weeks off. As you know, if you've listened to the show for a long time, you do know that once in a blue moon, I kind of step away and people go, what on earth is going on? Are you going to record a new show? I just need to take a break, you know, just kind of mental step back. It's a curse to know what is happening. It's a curse. Why? Because I try to explain it and it's very difficult to explain because people cannot think that way. It's too extreme and it's hard to get out of my system. It's hard to, you know, to explain it. So I just do my best. So go to theawakener.ca. If you go there, you can understand the historical expansion of communism from the time of the Russian Revolution all the way until now. And we showed you how the Russian Revolution, 1917, was, I guess it was before that, in 1905, they attempted it the first time. They kind of, the communists figured out what they had to do. What did they have to do? They had to bring Russia to war. They had to overburden it. And then they would be successful while Russia was distracted. So they learned. The First World War, obviously, Gustavo Principe shoots Archduke Ferdinand. The Western world all goes to, implodes on itself, goes to war, and the communists seize the Soviet Union. What happens next? Well, Hitler, the communist plan. If you know by now, the Nazis, the Ukrainian Nazis are working with the communists, the Soviets, the Russians, and it's all an act. So in World War II, they had the Nazis, and the communists were violence toward each other. And look what happened. Hitler seized the Weimar Republic. We had World War II. What was the result of World War II? The communists went from one single nation, the Soviets, to controlling half the world. And then we had the Iron Curtain. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the third part. The third part is you have two imperialist forces, the U.S. industrial complex, at war with a communist conspiracy. And they all engage in this war in different ways. The USA is very out in the open. Oh, if you touch us, we're going to nuke you. The communists in bed, they fear the U.S., they fear retribution, and they manipulate. Like JFK said, you know, it's not armies by day, but guerrillas by night. It's infiltration instead of invasion. Things don't appear a certain way. They come under the guise of lying to you. Their agenda is a lie. George Soros, if you go back, the Iron Curtain, it's a lie. The Soviet Union is not dead. Communism is not dead. In fact, they control half the people. If you look at the result of the last election in Canada, woo, half the people are communists. That's what's going on. So where are we, ladies and gentlemen? Well, if you go to the awakener.ca, I've summed it up. We are in the point of the third phase of the communist expansion, which means, obviously I told you, World War I seizing the Soviet Union. World War II, expansion, Iron Curtain, half the earth, and obviously this one, come to war. Zelensky, you were supposed to succeed and bring the U.S. complex to war, and then obviously something horrible was going to happen to the U.S. complex, EMPs, which we've been talking about. There would have been a war for control on government of the United States of America, and obviously the destruction of the Western world, and the communists raising their global utopia. This utopia was going to be so wonderful and so good that they would probably kill about a third of the population to enforce it. That's how awesome it's going to be. So where are we right now? We're at revolution. Revolution got wrong, I should say. This revolution was supposed to happen on Hillary's time in office. We've told you that. We told you how Hillary was going to be blackmailed. We told you her agenda for 8 years. Okay, ISIS was going to continue to expand nonstop. North Korea and Iran were going to have U.S. fissile material transported to them for 8 years. All the Republicans were going to be made out to be the most horrible people in the world, even though we're completely normal in the way that we view the world. And then what was going to happen? Well, we're all arguing with each other. Boom, we would have been brought to a world war. Zelensky would still be there. As you know, he's always the control puppet. Nothing would have changed. They would have made Ukraine a NATO nation. And then boom, Article 5 war. And obviously, what would happen to Israel after this war? What would happen to Taiwan and the rest of the Pacific? What would happen to Europe? Well, if the U.S. was EMP'd and they were under attack in this war, the Western world would have been decimated. Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Go to theawakener.ca. Barack Obama was the Soviet plant, put in the hour of empire collapse after George Soros and all his groups all lied to you that communism was over. All the politicians in the Western world that want to raise this world government and act this UN agenda are working against the Western world. They're working so Russia and China can conquer you. They're working so Iran can conquer you. It all makes sense. And Joe Biden was working for the Russian mafia. Well, how's that possible? Well, he was taking bribes and money from the Russians and he was meeting in Ukraine. And look what's happening with all the technology that China all of a sudden has. Where do you think they got it from? They got it from the US. This makes almost so much sense to me. I don't understand how half the population is still, they're really struggling with basic brain function. I don't get it. How do you not understand? Insider's about to pound his fist. I can see you right there getting so frustrated. Insider, how can you not see that Zelensky and Russia are not a fake war?
Well, I can see it. You can see it. Obviously. I don't understand how.
How can you not see that October 7th obviously was planned in advance by Hamas and crew?
Of course.
How can you not see that Israel knew about that?
Of course.
Of course. What's going on with Taiwan right now, Insider? They're completely surrounded.
Yep.
Is that not obvious?
Yep.
What else do we need to talk about? How about all the people in the Western world, half of them are pink-haired.
With nose rings and pronouns.
With nose rings and pronouns. It's a war, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone is obsessed with abortion. Why? Because in the Western world, we should abort all our kids that are getting outbred. What else are we obsessed about? Climate change. Okay, well, we'll let Russia and China have all the oil, but we'll have none. What else do they believe in, Insider?
Oh my God. Well, like
there's so many. They all relate to a war.
Yeah.
Why would we take all our guns away? Well, yep. There's a couple of bad shootings and we don't want a couple of bad people to have some guns. No, they want to take your guns away to leave you defenseless.
Correct.
What else do they want to do? Just think about it. It is all a war on the Western world. So they can conquer it and they can raise totalitarian world government. That's all for now, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theawakener.ca.